I'm Terry Thornton. I'm a curator of education here at the Modern, and it is my pleasure to welcome you to this very special presentation that happens to be on a Tuesday evening, but it is not part of the Tuesday evening lecture series. So my apologies if that's confusing anybody. We will begin the Tuesday evening lecture series on February 17th. And if you haven't received anything in the mail, then I would encourage you to visit the website for the lineup. But tonight, we are very fortunate to have this special occasion to do this presentation in conjunction with Focus, Wrong Wrong, and Enri, because the artist Wrong Wrong and Enri, along with their studio assistant Dandy Ho, are here for the installation of the exhibition, which opens to the public this Saturday. And I hope you will all come back. I know you will all come back and see the exhibition. So you are, in fact, getting a preview. So congratulations for being bright enough to be here this evening and get the preview. We didn't want to miss this opportunity, of course, to hear directly from the artist about the intriguing work seen in this focus show, and also the careers from which it came. It is gracious of the artist, quite gracious of the artist, to agree to give this presentation as they prepare the show, and we really appreciate Dandy for acting as their translator this evening. Wrong Wrong and Enri are a Chinese-Japanese artist team recognized for romantic photographic series that chronicle their lives together against natural, urban, and intimate backdrops. Wrong Wrong was born in Zhangzhou, China. He studied photography at the Central Industrial Art Institute in Beijing in 1993. It was then in Beijing's East Village that Wrong Wrong began what he terms a photographic study of the lives of the young avant-garde artists who were living there. In 1996, he co-founded New Photo Magazine. And in 2000, he and Enri started their artistic partnership. In 2001, they each took part in Kunst Artist Residency Program in Vienna, Austria. Born in Kanagawa Prefecture, Japan, Enri graduated from the Nippon Photography Institute in Tokyo in 1994, where she went on to work as a photojournalist for a newspaper. In 1997, she became a freelance photographer and then moved to Beijing in 2000 to be with Wrong Wrong. The couple now lives with their three sons between both Japan and China. In 2007, after 15 to 16-year careers, the couple began Three Shadows Photography Art Center in Beijing, the first private contemporary art space dedicated exclusively to photography in China. It began as a possible photography library due to the numerous books they collected in their travels, but grew quickly into the center, which Wrong Wrong has described as a way to empty themselves as artists. After so many years of collecting the images that they had taken, both physically and mentally, the center was a release. As you can imagine, this generous endeavor has been greatly appreciated by artists and art enthusiasts throughout the city, as well as those who visit Beijing from elsewhere, bringing the couple much-deserved recognition. Wrong Wrong and Enri have had their work exhibited internationally, including most recently a retrospective in Hajianing Art Museum at the Hajianing Art Museum in Shenzhen, China, in 2010, Three Begets 10,000 Things, that traveled between Hong Kong and Tokyo in 2011, Rebirth from Ruins in 2012 at the Kuhlhaus in Berlin, and this past year, Samari's Story and Mosmus, excuse me in advance for, well, excuse me for all of the mispronunciations, Art Gallery in Tokyo, as well as Three Shadows, at Three Shadows, their art center in Beijing. Samari's Story is also a beautiful book, which I have to say is currently available in the Modern's store, as well as a generous three-part catalog of the earlier work titled Lu Li Tan, which includes an essay by the artist and activist Ai Weiwei, along with other very impressive scholars of photography and artists who know the work of Rong Rong and Enri. Enri and Rong Rong have certainly had individual success, but it is their 12-year collaboration as Rong Rong and Enri that brings them to us for this for their focus exhibition and for this presentation. Tonight, with Dandy translating, we are so fortunate to gain insight into these two artists and their shared vision as manifested in breathtaking self-portraits of their relationship, both broad and intimate. So please join me in welcoming Enri, Rong Rong, and Dandy.
首先非常感谢这个Post Wars 的美术馆邀请来我们这里一个展览，还有在今天在这里的一个讲座，非常的感谢，我们非常的荣幸。
To thank everyone for coming tonight, and especially thank for the Modern Art Museum of Fort Worth, and thank everyone in the team, thank Andrea, thank Terry, and everyone in the team for your amazing work.
首先我先介绍一下我的一些作品，包括我的作品的一些背景吧。今天很高兴跟大家分享。我是出生在1968年，然后呢在年轻的时候考大学考绘画，我喜欢绘画，但是呢我考了3年没考上大学。
So, we'll start by sharing, our stories of our own when we were younger. And first, Rong Rong, I was born in 1968, and then I tried to get into college, but I couldn't get accepted for any art college in China. And first, my interest was in painting.
非常偶然的机会发现了摄影，所以呢就想决定当一个摄影家，然后呢我工作了3年就来到北京流浪，1992年的时候。
So on a very special occasion I started to find my love in photography, and then I traveled to Beijing for 3 years in 1992 and almost like wandered in the cityFor 3 years.
那个时候我大概是24、25岁，所以呢，92年的时候，刚刚在北京的背景里头经历了很大的一个变化，因为刚刚89年的天安门事件，所以呢，那个时候应该是社会里头很多人就是基本上就是叫做全民下海，很多人就是可能去做生意啦，然后对文化啦各个艺术的方面的寻求的这样专业的或者是什么展览的空间都是非常缺乏的，就是这样的一个情况吧。
So I was about 24, 25 around that time in early 90s. And it's a very special time in China, in Beijing, because it wasn't far after the Tiananmen Square in 1989. And so the society changed dramatically because lots of people are changing their jobs, to dig into business and investment, and there is not much interest in art.
那个时候我来到北京，其实我是南方，福建，但是呢，北京对我来说是一个文化中心、艺术中心，当然它也是政治中心。所以呢，我那个时候来到北京是想这个是一个艺术的天堂，想要寻求艺术。但是呢，现实还是让你觉得就是非常就是跟你想象的不一样。所以下面那个主题我会介绍北京东村，基本上是很多年轻人来自于全国各地，他们都是非常年轻，然后想寻求艺术，然后我们就是流浪到这个村庄里头住下来的一些事件吧，对。
So I grew up in a small village in southern China, in Fujian. And then I thought that Beijing is the art capital, is the center of business, center of politics. So I thought it's the heaven of art at that time. But then I traveled to Beijing, I realized it's totally not true. And then I want to introduce you of my earlier works called Beijing's East Village, where a group of young artists gathered in this place.
所以我们是属于叫做盲流，就是等于就是有很多年轻人非常偶然的机会住到这个村庄里头。这个村庄完全当时是不是太有名，完全是没有任何外界不知道，我们自己也不知道。唯一的诱惑我们是这个地方的房租的便宜。 因为我们最重要是解决我们的生存，包括怎么活下来，怎么独立，所以呢，这个地方的房租便宜，它在北京的三环的边上，当时北京还没有三环还没修好，现在已经到六环了，所以它等于是城市的边缘。So
this place, it's outside the third ring road of Beijing. If you know a little about Beijing, this is now like the city center, very commercial place, but 20 years ago, it's almost the suburb of Beijing, so there's nothing there. It's a very poor area, you can see from the photo. And we're pretty much just traveled and wandered around the city and find this place because the rent is very, very cheap. So that's why we settled here.
所以这里头住着有很多外地来的民工，包括来这里为了生存收破烂的，我们就住在这个地方。当然，这个像现在这个看到有一个牌子，其实这个牌子只存在一天，它真正的名字不叫北京东村，这个是我们这个群体的艺术家做出来的一个名字，然后为了几个要做一个行为的一个表演，然后就一个广告牌吧。
So we live among all the working class people in this area, and there's a huge garbage station there. So all the city construction workers and cleaners, they live in this area. But this place is not really called East Village, or the artist named this place. And this sign you see in this picture only existed for one day and was taken down. Yeah, so we named it East Village for a group of action performance in that time.
我拍摄了这个不仅仅是一些艺术家，包括这个村庄的一些周围的一些风景，其实它就是一些有点像垃圾场一样的一些情景。So
I documented some photos of this area for this village. You see, it's really like a garbage station, garbage place. Yeah.
但是呢，它其实是距离城市是非常近的，骑车只有不到十分钟，就是非常繁华的地带，比如说长城饭店呐，就是这样的燕莎。
But actually, it's very close to the city center. If you ride your bicycle, it's only 10 minutes away to the most commercial place in Beijing.
我住在这个地方，基本上是我是做一个摄影家的身份，但我认识了像这个张环、马六明，还有其他，比如说昌鑫、朱明，很多艺术家，他们是已经是大学毕业以后，然后呢，他们不要再 服从国家的分配，他们自己在寻求自己的艺术，想到北京来当艺术家。其实我们是住在这样的一个环境里头，对。So
I live there as a photographer, but those artists you see in my photo, they're for example Zhang Huan, Ma Liuming, they're already artists. They graduated from college, but they refused to take a job that's assigned by the government. They decided to come to Beijing and find their career as an artist.
像这个村庄里头，这个唯一的只有就是一两个公共厕所。像这件作品，就是张环在这个公共厕所里头，他就体验这个，他是有点像露天的公共厕所，所以夏天非常热。他在这个厕所里头叫做十二平米，那个空间就是十二平米，他在里头有一个小时，就是吸引很多苍蝇在他身上。我就参与了这个拍摄的行为。
So there's no bathroom in your apartment, in your house. There's only two public bathrooms there. This is one of them. And this artist did a performance called 12 square meters, which is the size of the bathroom. And he put syrups on his body, and he sat there for 1 hour, attract lots of flies, bugs on his body. So Rong Rong documented this performance.
在这个过程中，有村民就是到这个里头要上洗手间，但是他发现里头有个裸体的人，就吓跑了，他们不敢在里头。
So in this 1 hour, there are many villagers coming for bathroom and saw naked man inside and got scared away.
我想这个就是对于当时的我们对于这个环境发出的一个挑战，包括人的忍耐力，我想这个是非常有力量的一个当时的一种行动吧。 从某个意义上也是对于当时的现状的一种呐喊。怎么说呢？因为我们很多年轻人呢想到北京来寻求艺术的梦想，但是呢，我们的声音其实比如在公共的美术馆或者其他的空间里头不可能有展现的机会，所以呢，我们在很地下的这种环境中接受了这样的一个发出了这样的声音。So
this action is actually they're challenging the environment they're living in, they're facing, and they try to speak out as a young people. And in that time, they live in such a dirty place, and they're, what's the human tolerance can be in that period.
所以其实这个冬春是存在特别短的时间，只有两年。 我见证拍摄的时候，只有在这个村里头拍了两年，在这个几个行为之后，很快就被我们被取消了，因为我们做的很多这个表演，包括我们的事件，引起了很多村民的不满。怎么说呢？他们没无法理解我们的行为，所以呢，我们就被有的艺术家被抓走了。像这个张环有一个作品，就是吊在自己的房子里头，叫65公斤，他书写，然后再就让观众来。 参与这个感觉这个血的那个味道，然后呢滴在底下的电炉里头，他感觉这种就是有点自恋的这种情景。So
the East Village time was very short, only for 2 years, because lots of the villagers, they cannot tolerance what they're doing here, and they don't understand them, and they did lots of performance, and the society are not. Cannot bear with it. For example, this performance, this artist Zhang Huan was hanged in his room, and it's called 65 kilograms, and he is actually dripping blood from there, and audience can actually participate in it and feel the blood.
这个是另外一个艺术家，也是非常有名的艺术家，叫马宁明，他也是做了一些表演。 所以呢，他当我拍完这个照片之后，他就被抓走了。所以呢，他被抓走了两个月，就是说，因为他的行为就是一个黄色的行为，所以被关了。所以我们无法回到这个我们居住的地方。So
this artist Ma Liuming, and he got arrested for 2 months after this performance.
这个是我最后，我当时住在那个房子里头，我的自己的一个自拍像。
Selfie in his apartment. And this is the very last photo in his room, because they are they were have to force to move out after that.
还有这一张作品是这个房子被查封，就张环吊起来那个65公斤之后，两个月之后，我去拍摄他的房间，对。
And he went back to the room where the 65 kilograms performance was taking place. And 2 months later, that's he went back to take photos of that room.
我为什么会拍摄他们？其实拍摄他们就是好像就是其实就拍摄我。基本上我当时的那种生活状态跟冬春的这些艺术家的命运是联系在一块的。
His life was linked to all of these artists in that time, so that's why he was taking all of these photos.
经过了很漫长的时间，其实呢，从94年包括到98年，下面可能只到我一到印尼之前的时候，我基本上是非常就是怎么非常那种。 消极非常暗的一种影调，在就是那种生活中就是非常孤独的这种状况中在拍摄这些东西。
So after the East Village series, and there's a very long time from 94 to 98 that before he met Inri, he lived in a very depressed, sad, and lonely life, and his photos is always just dark.
对，这一张自拍相，对。
Another selfie.
那个时候基本上是一个独立的艺术家的生存状况都是非常怎么说呢？就是非常好像没有明天的，过了今天，明天不知道怎么办了。基本上是这种状况。
As an independent artist, but it seems like there's no tomorrow for them. So every single day they have to struggle to survive.
不过呢，对于我来说，是我在东村对我最重要的一个作为一个艺术家开始的一个转变。我非常留恋那个时光，虽然它有很多苦，但是对我来说，现在依然我非常留恋那种时光。对。
Although the life was bitter at that time, but he he memorized it a lot, and because it's a very important time for him actually changing into an independent artist.
好，我这个东村就简单介绍到这里。
So that's the East Village series.
下面就是因为，下面就是要给印尼，因为呢。同时下面的系列是因为我在北京拍摄了，然后印尼在东京拍摄的系列，我们其实是互相还不认识的。
So this Inri will talk about her earlier works in Tokyo before they met each other.
大家好。
Hi everyone.
今天我就是介绍一下认识龙龙之前我在东京拍的三个系列里头就是两个系列。
So now I'm introducing two of my three series I took before I met Rong Rong in Tokyo.
因为我一直住在中国，就是12年，然后呢，我的年轻的，就是年轻的时候的很多重要的记忆都在中国，所以我今天看这个老的作品有一点时差感觉。
So because I lived in Beijing for 12 years with Rong Rong, and all my memories of my younger life was always like with Rong Rong. And today I'm looking back of my old photos. It always almost bring me a jet lag.
这个1999东京是我跟蓉蓉99年在东京第一次见面认识的时候我给她看的作品。
1999 Tokyo is the series that I showed Rong Rong when I first met him in Japan.
就是我在东京的时候的系列都是通过每一个系列有一个模特，然后呢通过这个模特表现就是自己内心的一种形象。
I will take photos of a model for each series and to explain what I'm thinking inside.
特别是这个1999东京的这个模特是奈国西拉卡瓦，是日本的当代舞。
Oh, this is this model for 1999 Tokyo is doing a contemporary dance in Japan.
我跟他认识的时候，我才20岁多一点点，就我是新闻社的记者，摄影记者，然后一直工作很努力。但是呢，这个认识他以后，我的对摄影的一种概念完全是改变。
So, my first job was a photojournalist in one of the largest local newspaper in Japan, and I worked really hard. But then I met this contemporary dancer in Japan. I was about 22, and it suddenly changed all my concept of photography.
所以我认识蓉蓉也是就是开始自己的创作，就是一种自己的摄影作品是认识她以后，她给我个一个很大的改变。
认识蓉蓉之后还是认识
认识她以后就是我很大的改变。
And then after knowing this dancer, it changed me a lot of being an independent photographer.
然后就是 Maxi Max 是我98年拍的一个系列，这个是模特是 Momo Gobito， 这个但是那个时候刚刚新的歌手，新人的歌手然后我未来要拍他的 CD 的 jacket， 但是就是我一开始说他们就我没法拍，因为我的对他的影响是有一个特别乖的日本女孩，但是呢我的影响就是他的这个面孔，他就是一个面孔的感觉，就是对真实世界真实社会有一种这个关系的很不自然的样子。
This model of this series, Maxi Max, she is actually an emerging singer in Japan. And my first impression to her was actually this is a very quiet, good girl, doesn't look like a singer. And this is, for me, it feels very unnatural to the world.
So my request is...先我通过摄影的历来就是要打开他的就是一种真正的他，然后呢以后有可能拍照片。
So I wish to open up people's concept to this singer through photography and people will see a different side of this.
所以这个 Maxi Max 的系列是原来是不是为了要一个发表目的的作品，就是一种这个我跟他的一个挑战的试验的过程记录下来。
So this series, when I took it, it wasn't really for publishing, and it's actually just an experiment or challenge between me and this singer. So we'll try what we can do together.
其实我的作品介绍的稍微简单一点，就是过后要还是蓉蓉开始说一下，就是我们一起合作的部分。
So we'll let Rongrong to talk about the work we started to collaborate together.
还是我好就像刚才英女说了，其实她1999年东京那个系列。所以呢就是也是在那个时候我第一次到日本，所以当然我当时是去参加一个展览，所以呢非常的幸运就是碰到他。所以呢我简单介绍一下，因为当时可以说是我们他去看我的展览，所以呢他记者他不会说汉语，我也不会说日语，所以呢就这样认识的，就是通过摄影认识的。
So in 1999traveled to Tokyo for my exhibition, and that's where I met Inri at my exhibition. And she doesn't speak any Chinese, and I don't understand any Japanese. And she just showed me her series, the Tokyo series.
当时她对我的作品发表了几个发表了声音，但是呢，我基本上是听不懂。但是呢他简短的写在几个纸上的就是一个笔记本写了几个字的汉字，所以我好像理解了。所以呢因为当时他给我的看的就是外表，我不知道他做什么，后来他告诉我他是也是摄影家，所以呢我说能不能看他作品。所以第二天当 他说可以，然后第二天我们约会就是在一个咖啡厅，他带了那个1999年的他拍摄的刚才的那个系列给我看，所以呢，当时我就看到，当我看到那个作品的时候，我非常确定，可能这个就是我要寻找的世界。怎么说呢？通过摄影，我觉得我完全理解他内心的世界，我觉得我了解的这个人他要想的是什么，基本上是这样。
So at the exhibition, Inri gave me some comments on my work, but I don't understand any word at all. So she wrote down in some Chinese character. So I think I might understand what she's talking. And then I said, can I realized that she's a photographer as well. So I said, can I see your work as well? So we met the next day in the cafe, and then she showed me her series. And I feel I totally understand her world, her concept, her idea. And it's exactly the world I'm chasing for.
So actually, after meeting her, I quickly returned to Beijing.但是呢，在北京，就是在这个空中的飞机上，可以来说，对我来说，我好像心里有了他了，就是已经是跟我一个人去东京的第一次，当我回去的时候，完全是不一样。我的心中已经有他了，我忘不了他的影像，当然也不就是影像跟他的人连在一起了。
So, I returned to Beijing very soon, and on the plane, back, I feel she's already in my heart, and it's different than I fly into Tokyo. And then I feel her image and herself is all there with me.
所以，我到回到北京的时候，我开始我的行动，我开始很多联系她，给她打电话、发传真、给她写信。经过了很漫长的9个月，她终于来到了北京。
So after I returned, I called her and I faxed her and wrote her letters. And then after 9 months, she decided to move to Beijing.
所以下面这个系列可以说是因为我们真正开始合作，就是她2000年的时候9月份来到了北京，我们共同去长城，包括嘉峪关，包括那个沙漠，我们共同去一个就是大概有。很简短的一个旅行，所以呢，我们那个时候开始真正的合作。
So in September 2000, we started to travel together around China, and we went to the Great Wall, we went to the desert, we traveled a lot, and that's when we started to shoot photos together.
当然，很多人也开始问，因为我们之前都是独立的摄影师，为什么合作会不会困难？当时我们觉得真的是好像没有困难，可能因为我们。不能用语言交流，所以通过我们的摄影，好像打开了另外的世界。
So lots of people are asking us whether there's difficulties when we communicate, when we start to collaborate together, but not at all. I think it's because we don't speak each other's language, so we only communicate via our photographs.
所以那个时候我们基本上是到了一个地方都会留下有我们的 身影，包括我们的身体跟大自然的一种合作，一种关系。
So we'll leave photos wherever we travel. So we'll show ourselves inside to see the relationship of our body and to the mother nature.
这个就是他来北京的大概是一个多月之后回去了。然后呢，就是到下一年，就是非常非常幸运的时候，我有机会再到日本去。就是2001年的时候，有受到那个资生堂的邀请，当时有一个展览，所以呢，2001年的时候，我1月份去日本。所以呢，当我去日本的时候，其实我也没想到我回到中国的时候，我们开始结婚了，就已经结婚了。就是说，这个作品就是我们结婚之前的，就是1月份的时候的作品。
So, Inri returned to Japan, and the next year I was invited to Japan again. And this is the series when we were there in Japan. And I didn't know at that time we will get married very soon after this.
所以呢。其实我们真正在一起可能短短几个月我们就 当我去日本，我们结婚，然后我们共同去富士山，就是其实去富士山，然后种下的雪，我们拍摄了这个作品，这一组作品。
So this was in Fuji Mountain, and it was snowing, and that's when we took those photos.
这个是在一个冰冻的湖上。
On a frozen lake.
然后我们在这里就是。因为我们种下的雪，我们想看到那个富士山，看到那个，但是呢，一直下雪看不到，所以我们租了一个车，住在车里有三天三夜，在到最后的时候等到了那个富士山。
So we were waiting to see the mountain, but it was snowing, and so we couldn't see anything. And we rented a car, and we live in a car for 3 days and nights just to see finally to see the mountain appear.
这个大概有零下十多度，所以呢，我们拍摄的时候，怎么说呢？就是每一次感觉到极限，但是对我们来说是一个，不知道为什么一次、两次、三次再拍，因为它对我们来说就是总是好像没有结束，所以呢，一会儿你能看到最后，其实这个是第二天的早晨6点多的时候看到的富士山，它真的是非常非常冷，早晨的时候。
So it was minus 10 degrees Celsius, and it's freezing, and we were really pushing our limits. But we just feel there's more to see, more to take, and we just keep pushing our envelopes and to take more photos. And this photo is actually on 9 a.m. The next day, and when the mountains start to appear.
然后这个是黄昏的时候，风非常大，也是看到了这个富士山。黄昏的时候，落日的时候。
And、this is in the evening, and where the wind was very strong, and so you see the mountain.
那个时候感觉好像世界只有我们两个人，没有其他的任何人在这个里头。
And it feels we are the only people in this world.
所以这个是晚上夜景，夜幕降落的时候，我们也拍摄了这个整个，对面有那个房子的车的灯，还有天上还有一颗星。就是当我们拍完这个作品的时候，其实要回到东京了，因为那个车也是刚好是3天要回去了，还了。对。
So this is the evening, the very last evening, and you see the lights in, far away, and there's one star in the sky.And this is about the end because we have to go back to Tokyo to return the car.
最重要是因为那个有一个细节，就是我们每次就是脚要接触这个雪地，然后呢，感觉这个就是已经这个脚就是没有生命嘛，然后回到车里头就是用热风烤这个脚，然后好像慢慢这个生命又开始苏醒了。
So the most difficult part was our feet were frozen on the ice, so we cannot feel them anymore, but we have to run back to the car and to hit them up, and it feels like they're getting back, waking up again. It feels amazing about like life.
那下面系列就是回到了那个，就是其实就是六里屯这个系列，就是我在北京东村之后，就是在北京的租的一个四合院，也是印尼第一次到这个空间里头，然后我们共同生活一段时间。
This is the series called 六里屯 where Inri moved to Beijing and we lived there together for a while.
这个空间我特别喜欢，怎么说呢？我在那里头生活了8年，然后呢，它是一个农民的一个四合院。对我来说，因为那个在北京是非常传统的，因为有天有地，然后你关上门就有一个很非常独立的一个自己的天地。
I really like this space a lot because we lived in a traditional Beijing courtyard there. It feels like you can see the sky in the yard and there's the earth and the sky. You feel it's your own world.
但是呢，在2002年的时候，印尼跟我一起生活没有多长时间的时候，我们非常喜欢的这个地方要拆迁，因为那个时候北京在大量的改造，包括为了奥运会，然后大量的房子要拆迁，我们也没有办法。
Unfortunately, in 2002, the last photo was noticed by the city management department that this place is about to be demolished due to the city planning. The city is doing massive changing of the many places for the Beijing Olympic Games.
有一天对突然接到一个电话，就是说就是这个房子要拆迁了，所以呢我们做一个摄影家，我们无法做什么，怎么说呢，我们只能记录这个对我们的这个曾经有那么好的一个我们有感情的一个房子，我们只能用相机做一个表达。
So one day they receive a call that this is the last day of their house.So they run back to this place. Because as photographers, they couldn't really, there's nothing much to do to stop the demolishing. So the only thing they can do is to document it, everything.
其实我们到了现场的时候，屋顶已经没有了，就是已经掀翻，屋顶已经拆掉了，只能是真的是一个废墟。
So when they arrive, the roof is gone.
对，那个空间可以说就是当时，当然，印尼来跟我生活之前有很多客人，包括艺术家，包括因为当时北京的艺术空间几乎是很少，像居住跟艺术空间是连在一起。比如说这个房子是正房，我的暗房其实就是在那个房子里头。当然也有很多艺术家交流到我这个空间里头来，所以呢有很多记忆。
So in that time, there is no much art district, no art galleries in Beijing. So he lived there for a while, and so many artists came and visited this place. And so this house was actually both his place to live and his dark rooms, his studios. So... They did lots of works in this place.
这个是我们的卧室，就是那个时候，我们也不知道为什么突然就是，除了拍摄还不够，所以呢，我们那一天就是两个人商量，我们买了很多很多百合花，就放在很多角落。这个百合花可能就为这个房子送行吧。
So this is the bedroom, and that day, they just don't know what to do except for taking photos. So suddenly, they came with the idea to brought lots of lilies, lily flowers. And it's like they put them all over the place. It's like a funeral for the house.
所以刚才这个照片，其实我们当我们拍摄完这个照片，这个房子也就消失了。对。
So after they took all of these photos, this house was gone.
好，那这个因为六里屯是一个可能说可以说是一个消失一个死亡，好，没问题。然后另外就是上影堂，这个就是2007年的时候，06年的时候我们开始有个新的空间。
So in 2006, we moved to Cao Changdi area, and we decided to build a new place, which is Three Shadows.
对，这个是一个新空间，然后呢我们就是作为艺术家我们创办了一个新的空间。
And as to artists, we decided to build an art center.
这个我们请的是我的老朋友 Ai Wei 设计的。
So we invited our old friend Ai Weiwei to design the architecture.
可以说这个房子花了一年盖的，刚才那个六里屯其实不到一天就毁灭了。
So it took less than one day to take down our Liu Li Tun house, but Three Shadows took 1 year to build.
所以我想一个生命的成长也是一样的，要有很漫长的一个过程。
And it's like a life to grow, take a long time.
因为时间有限，我想就稍微加快一点时间。
So we'll speed up a little bit.
这个是2008年刚刚我们两个人的一个结画的一个作品，对。
A series in 2008, we braided our hair together.
哦，草场地，对，这个草场地就是在这个展厅里头 过两天能看到了这个展览会在这个系列。
So you can see this series in this exhibition later.
这个我们其实是拍摄这个，我们这个拍摄就其实是非常简单的一个纪念照。我们一年在这个门口大概会拍摄一张作品。
So it's kind of like a memorial of our family. We will take one photo in front of our house every year.
但是它是有变化的，所以。
So you see the changes.
这个2002年开始我们一个新的系列，因为三影堂大概五年的时间我们开始有很多一些活动，但是呢我们就是有一半的时间因你回到东京，然后我经常就有三影堂有距离开始有一些新的一些创作，所以像这个芝麻绿石豆里是一个新的一个开始。
So this series, Tomari's Story, is our most current series. It started from 2012 all the way till 14. And because it was about 5 years after we started Three Shadows Photography Art Center, our identity was kind of changed from just two independent artists to museum directors. So we have to curate many shows and go to work every day. As a director, and then I have this, we have this occasion that we were invited to the Art Triennial in Japan to do some art related to the nature there. So that's when we started this series.
这个也就像我们最早都是在早期，比如说他是在东京的城市里头，我在北京的城市，然后呢又回到了城市。我们一开始合作是回到大自然，像我们这个。七有物语也是回到了一个又回归到自然的一种关系，我觉得非常重要。
So I grew up in a village in the countryside, but then I moved to the city. So it's Inri lived in Tokyo, but this our photos are always it's like our photos coming first, starting from the nature, and then move to the cities, and this one is coming back to the nature.
这个是在一个非常原始的就是农村，所以它有很大的雪，所以我们在那里头的一个拍摄。
This is the village where it's covered by snow for half of the year.
我们的孩子也加入了这个我们的。
So we took, we came here many times at different seasons, and our kids joined in this series as well.
好。然后这个简单，这个丹迪你介绍吧，这个就是你比较清楚了，因为国际项目包括三影堂的这个空间，你就大概介绍一下，我画画图好吗
？So I will introduce you a little bit of Three Shadows Photography Art Center. It is founded in 2006. So at first, these two artists was trying to build an library space because they were traveling a lot and they bought all these great catalogs, photography catalogs. They want to share with their artist friends because it's really difficult to see them in China. So they were looking for this space, and when they settled in this area, Cao Changdi, after their house was demolished in Liu Litun, and they really just suddenly started to build everything, and the exhibition center and the classroom, dark rooms for educational program, and the library, and also the artist residency space. So now it's like pretty much everything of a photography art center, and it is the only and first photography art center in China for contemporary art. And so we do lots of photography exhibitions every year, both Chinese and international. And the biggest event of the year is our photography award. This is the seventh year. We will host the photography award for Chinese young photographers, and we'll invite judges all around the world. And so you can see this is the exhibition space. And we also have educational programs for photography courses. And because in China, in the photography class in college, sometimes you couldn't learn a lot from the Western point. So we will try to take classes that you cannot take anywhere else in China. And this is the yard. And we will do some events like concerts, outdoor screenings as well. Yeah. And this is when we selected for the photo award. So last year, there were about 600 applications coming all around the world. Yeah.
好，因为那个时间有限，我们下面留一点时间给大家，可以我们有大家如果有问题，我们很愿意跟大家交流，非常感谢。
So we'll leave some time for us to communicate. If you have any questions, we're very willing to answer them.
I'm really curious what Ingrid wrote on the note that she gave to Roran when she first attended his exhibition in 1999. Because the reason why I asked this question is because that might be her most intuitive reaction to his work. Can I speak in Chinese?
我是想问问看，你记不记得应理那个时候写给你的，在1999年他去参加你的那个摄影展，他写给你的那个上面是写了什么东西？
当然知道
因为我当时参加的那个作品，因为今天没有放，当时是拍摄了一个叫婚纱系列，就是在会西里头，然后那个作品是因为我着色的，就是画的颜色，然后他给我描述了这个，就是说这个颜色是这个意思，他写的其实就是两三个字，就是房前路，好像是房前对于中国来说就是一个死亡，是吧？死亡，房前嘛，对，房前，对，就是死亡。那我觉得啊，一下子好像说到了我内心，就是说我其实当时我拍摄的那个作品是内心也非常孤独，好像也是一个表达一个死亡的一个非常非常没有希望的一个世界。然后我觉得他对我的作品好像一下子理解，我都就是非常震惊，所以是这样的一个感觉，对。
So in this exhibition, he didn't show the series today, but it's a series called The Wedding, and which the photos was black and white photos with hand painted colored, and so Inri wrote three letters, which means the road to death. It's a concept very traditional culture in the Asian culture, so it's really a desperate and sad feeling, and that's exactly what he meant in this photo, although it's like wedding photo. Yeah.
谢谢。
Thank you.
I have a question. Oh, did you have one back here?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
I was just wondering, do their boys speak both Japanese and Mandarin?
Mm-hmm.他想问你们的孩子说两种语言吗？
是的，他们说两种语言，因为他们都在北京出生，然后呢，其实在北京也有好多年的那个经历嘛，所以呢，他们会说两种语言。
So they were all born in Beijing, and they grew up in Beijing for many years, and they moved back to Japan recently for school, so they speak both languages.
I'm curious about the fact that both artists started their careers taking documentary-like photographs of other artists. And I'm wondering if they were aware of that they had both started there taking photographs of other artists, and maybe what they learned from that process.And then I think it's interesting that when they got together, they turned their camera on them. So their camera was pointed out on other artists, and when they became a unit, then they turned the camera back on themselves. And was that ever a part of their thought process or conversation?
就是他意识到最开始的时候你们两个个人的作品都有一些记录的照片的性质的，因为是拍摄别的艺术家的作品，然后但是你们开始合作之后呢，突然间就把相机转向了你们自己，你们有没有意识到这一点，或者有没有什么特别的想法？
就是我们认识之前我们拍的东西都是首先自己脑袋里都这个想好了开始拍，这是一个摄影的行为，但是就是我们合作以后就是好像这个很自然的这个变化，就是我们因为两个人嘛，所以就是通过一个相机我们打开新的世界，我们叫这个相机就是第三个眼睛嘛，就是照片也是不是这个拍的人想到的这个世界拍出来，这是世界存在的，世界就是在我们如果进去了，那这个相机在边这个没有人也可以拍到世界，这个一个真实，这个一个改变，这个想法对我们很大的这个自由和那个开放的概念。
So before they met each other, when they take photos, it's everything was well planned before they were taking photos. So it's like a photographer. But after they met each other, everything just came like so naturally. And they call the camera their third eye. So it opened up their world, and they begin to realize that. The world, everything they took, it's already there. So even if they are in the camera, in the photograph, there's no need to be behind the camera. So everything is already there. Nothing to be planned, designed ahead.
特别是那个富士山的照片，开始我们的这个概念是改变，就是因为我们本来是要去拍富士山嘛。但是就富士山一直没有出来，没有看到它，那就是但是呢真的面前的世界就是全白的那个，我们后来想的是不是这个是真正的美，但是就是不是我们需要的风景，但是呢真正的自然给我们看的我们真实需要是什么，那后来我们这个进入了自然里头，就是我们改变的意思就是首先接受面前的世界，然后呢我们进入的时候有一点放弃自己的概念进入了，那个刚好就是拍到我们两个，有时候我刚好在片上，可是这个是那个一直
用自拍的方式，
自动拍嘛， self time 拍嘛，所以这个真的是我们不知道到底是我们在哪里，但是那么刚刚好在那个一张照片里都发现两个，就是一个我们跟自然的合作。
So the Fuji Mountain series is really the time when they changed their mind, changed their concept, because they first decided to take the mountain, and when they arrived, they couldn't see it because of the snow. So and they realized it's the nature itself is so beautiful, and they decided to just take whatever it's existing right now, and some photos like you see they're standing on both sides of the photo, it's not really planned because they don't really know if they're in that photo or not. It's a self-timer, so it's keep taking photos, and they just don't think about the camera, and that's what they're reacting to the nature. In the back?
The children, they included them as they moved through their lives together with their photography. Do their children now participate in the art center? And are there programs for children in the art center?
就是你们的小孩跟你们的照片一起，也和你们一起成长，然后所以他们也有参与这个三影堂的这些工作里吗？然后比如像三影堂有没有专门为小朋友来做的这些项目？
哦，是的， 因为三院堂当时在盖的过程中，我们也有两个小孩的出生，所以呢，在这个过程中，就是其实一个是真正的一个就是生命，一个是建筑，一个生命，我觉得都是一样，都是一个生命。我也想三院堂也是一个生命，对我来说。那三院堂的公共教育里头，经常还有举办小孩的活动，比如说物影成像啦，包括现在也有经常举办一些活动，包括音乐的活动，他们都在那里会非常快乐的，对。
So when the time when they were building Three Shadows, they already have two kids. And it's like Three Shadows, they're another child of their own. And they saw it growing up along their children. And yes, there's many programs in Three Shadows for children. For example, our educational program, we have a dark room classes that children can play and in the dark room to do some photos in there. And we have many events like concert, like performance there. So the children are very happy to play. Yeah. Yes.
Are all your photos black and white, and do you plan to take in color photos?
你们所有作品都是黑白的吗？有没有彩色照片？
印尼有一些我们认识之前有些彩色的，然后呢，有一些是比如说草场地那个系列是手工着色，对。
Inri had some colored photos series before, and there's, for example, Cao Chang Di series is black and white photos with hand painted colors. Yes.
What will be the next project?
下一个作品是什么？
下一个做什么？是作品吗？
有什么新的计划？
因为我们刚刚完成了这个叫做期有物矣吧，这个两年嘛，然后呢，当然呢，我们也是想，就是一个是三院堂的一些公共方面的一些展览，当然我们自身里头也是开始有一些新的一些挑战，开始我想还是尽有可能多拿一些时间来创作一些新的作品，对。
Yeah, cause, Tamari's story was really the time when they, switching back to the photographer artist identity besides the director of an art museum, and in the future they will definitely take more effort into taking more photos, more series. Yeah. Yes.
How has having a family with children influenced what is important to them as art?
怎么说呢？已经有改变我们的这个，就是我们对于作品的一些表达了，各个方面肯定跟这个生命有关系的。对。
Since they have their kids, and it seems that their kids appear in their photos very often, and it changed their photographs, their concept a lot when they have their kids. Is it?
One more.
Ask them where, like, or how did they find their
inspiration for photography?刚开始合作的时候，因为要打开我们两个人的新的世界，都是去出去外面的拍，跟那个大自然合作。后来通过六里屯的拆迁的事情，就2002年以后就我们的目前的关心都在自己的脚下面，脚就是自己的生活里头，到三影堂一直这个。 自己的生活有关，但是我们这个作品创作的时候，每一次都是讨论的。最重要的是，我们也不需要这个通过我们声音来表达自己的生活怎么样，很现实的世界没有必要表达出来。但是呢，我们生活通过生活里，就是因为我们这是最重要，我们两个人的关系也中间有一个摄影，这个是非常重要。就是我们每一次都是就是最后表达就是关系，没有看到的关系要表现出来，所以这个是一直我们的一个挑战。
So they get their inspiration by their daily life, and for example, at the very beginning, they go out a lot because they try to open up their mind, their world as two photographers collaborating together. But then for the Liu Lituan series, where they live together and taking their everyday life and their house and watching it taking down, and that's all the little things and everyday life of their own. But their photo is not only about this details. It's not just a family album. And because that's unnecessary just to take those photos. There's always bigger issues, and they want to present behind it. And you see all of this rapid change, either for economics or all of this city change in the back, and those problems appeared through their daily lives. And then they always want to show a relationship, either it's human to human or human to the nature, and they want to show more through their photos. Thank you.
Thank you so much. 谢谢，谢谢。